Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
A Vietnamese court recently sentenced blogger and human rights activist Nguyen Nhoc Nhu Quyen to 10 years in prison. "We are deeply concerned," said State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert, "about the conviction of peaceful blogger Nguyen Nhoc Nhu Quyen. Also known as Mother Mushroom, she was the recent recipient of a 2017 International Woman of Courage Award at the State Department. Nguyen Nhoc Nhu Quyen was arrested in October 2016 and charged with conducting propaganda against the state under Article 88 of the Penal Code, which has been used to punish activists and critics of the government, according to Human Rights Watch. With the motto, "Who will speak if you don't?" Nguyen Nhoc Nhu Quyen wrote on social and political issues, including land confiscation, police abuse, and freedom of expression. She voiced support for fellow dissidents and publicly campaigned for the release of many political prisoners, including Tran Nguyen Duy Tuc, Nguyen Nhoc Je, Nguyen Wong Quoc Hung, and Nguyen Hu Vinh, also known as An Ba Sam. She received a Helm and Hammett grant from Human Rights Watch in 2010 as a writer defending free expression and was named the 2015 Civil Rights Defender of the Year by Civil Rights Defenders. Above all, wrote Human Rights Watch, she advocated for a social and political environment free from fear. The United States calls on Vietnam to release Mother Mushroom and all other prisoners of conscience and to allow all individuals in Vietnam to express their views freely and assemble peacefully without fear of retribution. "We've seen some positive steps on human rights in Vietnam over the past few years," said Ms. Nauert. "However, the trend of increased arrests and convictions of peaceful protests since early 2016 is deeply troubling. Progress on human rights will enable the U.S.-Vietnam partnership to reach its fullest potential."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.